Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. In Nashville, authorities say there are currently no known threats as the investigation continues into a Christmas morning vehicle blast outside an AT&T building. More than 500 leads have poured into the investigation so far. Metro Nashville Police Chief John Drake spoke to reporters this afternoon.
There's about 40 buildings that's been impacted, and so those buildings will have to be cleared through our codes. If you have any information pertaining to this, please contact 615-74-CRIME or FBI.gov/Nashville.
Communication systems in Tennessee and neighboring states have been affected by the Nashville explosion that went off so close to an AT&T transmission center. We get more from Blake Farmer of member station WPLN in Nashville.
Most people didn't realize how critical this transmission center was. It's taken down everything from retail credit card machines to 911 dispatch centers for more than 100 miles in every direction. William Swan is Nashville's fire chief and says the buildings damaged by this blast are in dangerous condition.
We got structural engineers there to make sure that, again, that the buildings are sound enough to actually be able to enter in and out of them.
AT&T says a fire reignited overnight and led to the evacuation of crews. They've drilled holes into its building and are trying to reconnect power for critical equipment. For now, the company's placing portable cell sites around the region. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer.
A hospital system in Indiana is promising an investigation after the death of a black doctor from COVID-19. The doctor publicly complained of racist medical care. NPR's Giles Snyder has more.
Dr. Susan Moore initially shared complaints about her care in a video she posted to Facebook about 2 weeks before she died. The video circulated widely on social media. Moore alleged a white doctor downplayed the pain she was in and that she had to push for better treatment at the hospital run by the Indiana University Health System. Moore was released on December 7th, but within hours she was taken to a different hospital. Her symptoms had worsened. She died nearly a week ago at age 52 after being put on a ventilator. The pandemic has taken a disproportionate toll on black people, and Dr. Moore's death has renewed calls for treatment bias to be addressed. The CEO of the University Health System says an external review will be conducted by a diverse panel of experts. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
Retail sales across the nation rose 3% during this year's expanded holiday shopping season from October 11th to December 24th. A report from MasterCard, Inc. says a pandemic-driven shift toward online shopping powered the gain. I'm Louise Schiavone. This is NPR News in Washington. President Trump's threat not to sign a major economic stimulus package has Washington on edge. Federal unemployment benefits expired overnight, and a government shutdown is set for midnight Monday. Leaders of both parties are urging the president to sign the mammoth COVID relief and government funding bill. A discovery from an archaeological site in the ancient Roman city of Pompeii, buried in a volcanic eruption 2,000 years ago. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports images of a food bar for the population of that time have been unearthed, telling more of the story of the place and its people.
The hot food shop is known as a Thermopolium, Latin for hot drinks counter. It was discovered in a part of the ancient site not yet open to the public. The front of the counter is decorated with brightly colored frescoes depicting animals that presumably were on the menu, a chicken and ducks hanging upside down. The top of the counter has several circular holes in which terracotta jars containing the cooked food were lowered. The food bars were frequented mostly by poorer people who didn't have cooking facilities at home. The ancient town south of Naples had a population of 13,000 when it was buried under ash and lava from an eruption of Mount Vesuvius in 79 AD. The ruins of Pompeii were discovered in the 16th century. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
LeBron James voted the AP's Male Athlete of the Year after winning his fourth NBA title and standing up for racial justice. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.